Can I help you?
So I think there's a mistake on the bill, but maybe you could help me out. We got a bill, and then we realized that you guys didn't have our insurance, so we sent you the insurance, and it looks like the bill went up.
It went up?
Yeah, the first bill we got without the insurance was $600, and then the second one was almost $1,300.
Okay. Yeah, so that the first invoice you received, that's a discount that you received if you're uninsured. So you're not eligible for the discount since you are insured. And so the bill was $2,342.14. We billed your insurance. Your insurance only paid $1,078.85.
Can I go back to the discount without the insurance?
No, so you're insured, so you're not eligible for the discount.
If I go cancel my insurance, am I eligible for the discount?
No, sir, because we checked eligibility, and you do have active coverage for data service.
Oh, I needed to cancel it before I got the service to get the discount.
You're only eligible for the discount if you're uninsured.
Okay, so I'll get cheaper health care if I'm uninsured.
If you're uninsured, you're eligible for the discount, correct?
Is this common? I pay for insurance and I end up paying more out of pocket because I pay for a premium? That's wild.
No, this is just a new law that passed or started 2024, AB 716, and the law is if you receive a discount if you're uninsured.
Okay.
So when we first send an invoice to the patient, we bill them as they're uninsured. If you're insured, unfortunately, you're not eligible for the discount.
Okay, so just if I have the incentive straight here, if I want to pay less for medical care, I should cancel my insurance if my daughter needs life-saving medical care?
I'm not sure. I don't know, sir.
You
should cancel your insurance. I'm just letting you know that discount's only for patients who are uninsured.
Okay, that is special. That is a special law. So there's no way to put that discount onto an insured person. Only the uninsured people get that.
Correct.